you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Lola Cole. I was calling because I spoke to someone by the name of Siri, I believe, S-U-R-Y, 2 days ago. And I was calling. Do I need to give you the order number that I'm calling about?
Can I get your zip code, please?
It's 33056.
And your first and last name, please?
Lola, L-O-L-A, C-O-L-E, Cole.
All right, give me 1 second here. Hold on. All right, yes, ma'am. I do see you right here, but just for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
It's 17815 Northwest 27th Court, Sinopalaka, Florida, 33056.
All right, so let's see what we got here. All right, so yes, I do see here on March 12th, you did do the Smart Fitness Tracker. How is that product for you?
Well, I don't have that product. That's the thing. I've been saying that it was shipped to my local post office. I have not received anything, nothing.
Oh, it's actually out for delivery now.
Okay, but it's been saying it's been out for delivery. When I checked on the...
Oh, really?
Yes, it's been saying it's out for delivery. And the third today is 10 days later. They do shipping on Saturday. So, I mean, usually if they say something is at the post office, either I can go and get it, or if they haven't sent it out on a truck, or it's delivered within a matter of maybe 24 hours. It's been 10 days from the date that it was supposed to be at the local post office, and I still have not received anything.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, because here I don't see any information, only saying that it's out for delivery, and it doesn't show that it was attempting to do any other deliveries. It's just showing that expected delivery Thursday, May 13th by 9 p.m. And it says it's out for delivery, and it's by your local postal. So have you contacted them or gave them
this
tracking number?
Yes, I went there yesterday, and I have a tracking number, but like they said, the only way they could check it for me, and basically saying that it's in transit. But the thing is, from the third that it was supposed to be the date that it was delivered to the post office, should not take an additional 10 days, if you will, for me to get it to my house. The distance from my post office to my home is less than 5 minutes. So my thing is, I need to find out what's, because it's been so much going on with this transaction, to be honest. So I'm just so disgruntled about it altogether. But at any rate, it was my misreading, or if you want to call it, my not reading the fine print, that when I first initially was supposed to get this watch, it was $5.97, but then I was told that I had an allotted time to cancel it. Otherwise, I would be charged the complete $69.87, which is what I've been charged now, for something that I still don't have. And this has been since March. This has been since March when I initially put this in. So at this point, I'm just ready to just, I want to file a grievance. I want to see if I can get my money back, something, because this right here, I'm very, very unhappy about this. Very unhappy. $70 for a watch, actually $70+ for a watch that I have yet to get. And when I get it and I see it, it might not even be worth the price. Yeah, I need to find out who I can talk to about getting a refund.
Yes, ma'am. So let me see here. What I could do for you, I can do a 35% refund off that charge for you.
off of the total price of $69.87, or you're talking, because I was charged also $6.97 that I was charged. That was initially the charge, I guess we're saying. That was the
shipping. Yeah, the $5.97, yeah, that was just the shipping cost. And the $69.87, let me see. What I could do, I can do a 50% refund off of that charge for you. Since the watch is in the care of your local postal service, because it do say it's out for delivery now.
So, yeah, just do something, because, I mean, right now I don't have anything, and I don't even know if I'm going to get it. I mean, I'm very unhappy, to be honest. Very unhappy. So as of now, you're saying you can do a 50%.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I'll just take that. I'll take the 50%. Because at this point, and like I said, since March, I haven't received anything. And
all right, give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see. So if I do, how much was it? $69.87. With the 50% off. That'd be $34.94 that I put back onto your card.
Okay. $34.94. Okay. All righty then. What's your name, ma'am?
Char.
S-A-R-S-A-S-A-R.
C-H-A-R, yes, ma'am.
C-H-A-R, okay. And that will be within how many days? Because I know it's going to take a while.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All righty, then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.